Racist rants by federal land moocher Cliven Bundy and vile comments attributed to Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling have put old school racism back in the news. But let's get real. However contemptible, Bundy and Sterling aren't what's holding down blacks and other minorities in today's America. Here are three policies that, whatever their original intentions, systematically screw over poor blacks and other minorities. Whether it's absurd licensing laws for at-home hair braiders, daycare operators, and other small-time entrepreneurs, or minimum wage laws that price young, unskilled black kids out of their first jobs, barriers to the labor market take their biggest toll on those with the least education, skills, and professional connections. Created amidst fears of cocaine-snorting Negroes, opium-smoking Chinese, and pot-puffing Mexicans, the drug war not only locks up blacks and minorities in vastly unfair and unjustifiable numbers, it also concentrates black market violence in poor urban neighborhoods. Blacks don't use drugs more than whites, they just pay a much steeper price. Despite more than doubling real per pupil expenditures since the early 1970s, America's graduating high school seniors have shown no meaningful improvements in math, reading, and science. It's black and Hispanic kids in inner cities whose parents lack any real choice in schools that suffer the most. And yet politicians, teachers, and parents who can afford to exercise choice for their own kids do everything they can to keep poor kids trapped in failing schools. At a combined 140 years old, Bundy and Sterling are survivors from an older, uglier America that died well before the election of Barack Obama. They can go f*** themselves. But if the rest of us actually want to address the sort of racism that's screwing over today's minorities, we'd do better to bust down barriers to work, end the drug war, and tear apart the school monopoly. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.